Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. The European Commission filed an appeal to challenge the EU's General Court's July ruling that sided with Apple in a 13 billion euro tax payment dispute. The appeal cites contradictory reasoning used by the lower court, conflating the lack of employees at two Irish units with Apple's level of responsibility for intellectual property on European iOS device sales. AutoX has become the first driverless robo-taxi service in China, offering public rides in autonomous vehicles without safety drivers. Those interested must sign up for a pilot program in Shenzhen and use membership credits, then ride in a modified Chrysler Pacifica equipped with LiDAR, radar, and blind spot sensing from point A to point B. Riders can talk to customer support reps if they have questions or need help. Xiaomi filed a complaint against the U.S. Defense and Treasury Departments in a Washington District Court over being added to a list that forbids investment with firms with alleged ties to the Chinese military. Xiaomi called the action unlawful and unconstitutional and said the company is not controlled by the People's Liberation Army. Apple released iCloud Passwords, a Chrome extension to make passwords stored in iCloud Keychain available in the browser. The extension is available for Chrome on Windows and macOS, with passwords created using the extension on Windows syncing back to Apple devices as well. Google announced it will shut down its in-house game studio meant to develop games for the Stadia game streaming service. General Manager for Stadia Phil Harrison cited costs as one of the reasons and said Google will focus on deepening its business partnerships. Stadia game studio head Jade Raymond will leave the company. Google search results will now display an About This Result menu, which pulls Wikipedia information about a site surfaced in search results. The company also rolled out a new search information box that shows whether a search result is organic or a paid ad, or if the site uses a secure HTTPS connection. A new feature in the iOS 14.5 developer beta allows for unlocking a device with Face ID while wearing a face mask. The feature requires wearing a paired and unlocked Apple Watch, with users getting a haptic buzz on the watch when unlocking the phone. Users can also lock their phone from the watch. Boston Dynamics announced Spot Enterprise, an update to its quadruped robot that's able to plug into a charger without any human interaction. The company also introduced a new robotic arm for Spot that's able to grasp, lift, carry, place, and drag objects, as well as Scout, a web control system to pilot Spot robots. Amazon announced Jeff Bezos will step down as CEO in Q3 and take on the newly created position of executive chair. Andy Jassy, CEO of AWS, will take over as CEO of Amazon. The Korean newspaper Dongha Ilbo sources say Apple may sign a deal with Kia on February 17th to invest 4 trillion won, or about 3.6 billion US dollars, to set up electric car production at Kia's factory in Georgia. The aim would be to introduce Apple cars in 2024, with an initial target of 100,000 vehicles a year. TikTok began rolling out warnings to creators and users sharing misinformation, with fact-checked content deemed to be inconclusive, carrying a banner notifying users that the information can't be validated, and further reminding them when trying to share it. TikTok may also make the content ineligible to appear in a user's main For You feed. Instagram is adding a new recently deleted feature, so if you delete a post, it will live in a hidden section of your profile for 30 days before actually being deleted. Restoring and permanently deleting this content requires two-factor authentication, even if you don't have 2FA set up in the first place. A group of Google's senior engineers proposed a new set of norms for critical open-source software to help avoid supply chain attacks. These norms would include no unilateral changes to code, with any changes requiring a review by two independent parties and authentication of participants. In the post proposing the norms, Google said these changes would be more onerous and therefore will meet with some resistance. And finally, the Economic Times' sources say PayPal will wind down its payment gateway and aggregator services in India by April 1st, with plans to notify merchants by February 6th. The company will instead focus on scaling up its existing cross-border trade business for small enterprises, which serves India's growing export market. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.